All right, so we have heard about some of the measures being taken in big cities to combat the coronavirus. What about rural communities, though? History shows that these towns, where the population is sparse, could be at an advantage. But as Frank Morris of Member Station KCUR reports, they also face big challenges.
Fredonia, Kansas doesn't have a single stoplight, but like a lot of rural towns, it does have wide open spaces.
I always say it's 100 miles from anywhere. It's 100 miles from Wichita, 100 miles to Joplin, 100 miles to Tulsa.
Cassie Edson is with the Wilson County Health Department here on Fredonia's town square. It's a four-person agency serving an area almost twice as large as New York City, but with fewer than 9,000 residents. Director Destiny Wheeler says all the miles of farm fields between Fredonia and the next big town are a plus for now.
I think we will have more time. It gives us a little bit more time to prepare and to educate people on, especially social distancing.
Social distancing. Probably heard the term recently. Epidemiologists recommend staying a few feet from anyone who might have the coronavirus. That's second nature in spacious little towns with no mass transit, long lines, or dense crowds. But Sydney Simon, who lives outside Fredonia, says it's harder elsewhere.
Places like Wichita, there's just people everywhere and everybody's touching everything. And same places everywhere, but it's worse where there's more people.
Science supports that notion. Mark Holmes is a health policy professor at the University of North Carolina.
Because rural communities tend to be a little more spread out and often more distant from transportation hubs such as airports, rural communities will typically see a novel agent later than urban communities.
Of course, rural residents drive to larger cities all the time. They go for everything, from medical treatment to work to a night on the town. So health experts say that unless containment efforts work really well, it's likely just a matter of time before the coronavirus spreads deep into rural areas. It's a scenario that's played out before. Alex Navarro, a historian at Michigan University, says Spanish flu swept the entire country in 1918, with a notable exception.
You have the story of a town that literally barricaded the roads and forced everyone who did come into town into quarantine.
He's talking about Gunnison, Colorado. The whole county sealed itself off from the outside world for 4 months, and it worked at the height of the Spanish flu pandemic. Gunnison recorded just 2 cases. Navarro says people keep asking him if a remote little town could pull off the same trick today.
It's a very highly qualified maybe. I mean, I think there's probably no doubt that it can work if it's done properly.
But doing it properly would be exceedingly difficult. Even the 4-month shutdown in Gunnison wasn't long enough. 100 people got sick and several died when the city finally lifted its barricades. Back at the health department in Fredonia, Kansas, they've got masks and other supplies stockpiled and plans at the ready. But Cassie Edson says if the coronavirus strikes here, it may hit especially hard. Rural residents tend to skew older and sicker than the national average, making them more susceptible to the coronavirus. The 2 hospitals nearby are small, and each has only 1 ventilator.
If enough people need more hospitalization, well, they'll have to go elsewhere. And that's just a fact. It'll be challenging to everybody.
Because that treatment could be hours away in a busy, crowded city. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris in Fredonia, Kansas.